From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardif. This month's Versed in Florida is with Sarah Comito. She graduated with an English degree from the University of Massachusetts Lowell and has been living in Fort Myers for the past 13 years. Comito works as communications editor for a local PR and marketing agency. Her poetry has appeared in dozens of print and electronic journals and anthologies. Undeterred by the small size of their square city lot, she and her stonemason husband have become urban farmers and beekeepers, eschewing the traditional front lawn for a jungle of fruits, veggies, and flowering plants, much of which has now become a muse for her poetry. How long have you been writing poetry?
I think I probably started when I was about 14 years old.
And were they actual poems, or were you just sketching things?
They were poems. They were.
What started you?
I just think I always had more of a predisposition for using the written word as opposed to the spoken word. Even now, it's a little hard for me to express myself verbally. And I think I just was always drawn to being able to do it on paper, having the preparation to really think my thoughts through and to revise. And that's kind of a neat little tool to have in your toolbox as you're growing up and getting older and going through different experiences, being able to write it down and to revise and kind of create your own experience out of what you're putting on paper.
When were you first published?
In college, by our college review, the Lowell Pearl at University of Massachusetts Lowell.
And do you make a living at it, or is this just a hobby?
So far, it's something I do because I'm compelled to do it. I do work in writing, but it's marketing writing. I do that during the day, public relations, marketing writing, anything involving the written word, I'm pretty good at. And I do have to find more of a balance, leaving myself some of that energy when I get home after a long day of doing other people's writing.
And you told me that you have two types of poetry writing, and you're going to tell us one of the types that you're reading first for us.
Yeah.
What type is this poem?
Even more primary to process is my personality. I pay attention to everything. I've always been a sensitive child, so to speak, and that doesn't make life easier, but it keeps it interesting. And when you go through life considering that every experience you have could be ripe with a poetic spark, an artistic inspiration, it's a pretty nifty way to navigate. There's that. And then the first type of process I have involves trying to take those sparks, take that experience, and use an economy of words and put it down on paper so that every single reader can have a different experience with it, kind of a telegraphic way of writing, so that everybody can have a different experience with it and even have a different experience each time they read a poem. I don't like to fill in the blanks for the reader because I give the reader a lot of respect.
Like art?
I hope so.
Our first poem from you is All Drains Lead to the Sea. Let's hear it, and then you can explain, if we don't all interpret it the same way, what you meant by it.
Okay. All drains lead to the sea. The iris in its exigency strives only to flower. These things are of a marshy sort and far away from any Africa. How did I think I could serve? This soil is bereft, with only mocking water below, so catacombed in chalk. There have been people lately diving to chart the aquifer. The support staff shadows above ground, beacons squealing as though below veer in and out of range, bushwhacking through swales, through supermarkets, knocking on residences. Would they know from a slow contrary course of the intrepid demise and follow to the output, all drains lead to the sea, after losing one on the mic? Here is only silt, Precambria stress testing the botany.
Now, I've seen those signs. If you didn't get it from the poem, where might we see those signs?
If you look downtown Fort Myers, for instance, and I'm sure it's a common sight in lots of different Florida towns, all drains lead to the sea, or no dumping leads to the outlet, some sort of variation of that, meaning be careful what you put into the sewer here because it's going to end up in the river or the estuary. So we have to be very cognizant of how we treat our natural environment. And this poem really has to do with people living with nature as kind of an opposing force. We start out with planting flowers that probably shouldn't be here and not having much luck with them because it's an act of hubris to try to make things happen in the natural environment that aren't supposed to happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Poet Sarah Comito is a communications editor for a PR firm in Fort Myers.